Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hey, so listen, everybody. As you know, Bet Online is the presenting sponsor of the Dumb Dad podcast. Yes.
You know what? It's also your number one source for the NBA Finals and Stanley Cup Finals this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. You can bet on the game while it's being played. That is technology, my friend.
Like Biff did in Back to the Future 2.
Yeah, except for Back to the Future 2 is right now, minus the flying cars.
That's disappointing.
Can you only imagine?
My jacket is not dry. When the game's over, head on over to our online casinos and get in on a game of blackjack or poker or unwind with one of our over 150 slots games.
That's right. Head to the website today and get in on the action. Use promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% off welcome bonus on your first deposit.
Bet Online, the game starts here. Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for listening to the Dumb Dad podcast. My name is Kevin, and I'm a dumb dad.
And my name is Evan, and I am also a dumb dad. And on today's episode, Kevin tells us about how his daughter is actually the one that reminded him that even on sort of a sour day, things can turn up nice. And give yourself a break.
And on this episode, Evan really tries to be a coach and just march into the hearts of his players, and also marches over his players and marches through his players in so many ways.
Well, that sounds good to me. And hey, buddy, hey, before we get too far into this,
yes,
a little bit of housekeeping up top. And that is that we are coming to you, listeners. If you live in Chicago or St. Louis or Nashville or the surrounding areas, we're going on tour in early August.
That's right, guys. The Dumb Dads are going on a tour. We are going to Chicago on August 5th. We are going to St. Louis on August 6th. And we are going to Nashville on August 7th. So mark the date on those calendars. If you live in that area, you can go to the show notes of this episode where you'll see a link to it, or you can go to any of the links in our bio of any of our social media at The Dumb Dads. Get your tickets. Tell people of you, if they live in the area, if you know somebody.
Yeah, for sure.
Spread the word. And we are very excited to bring this show to you. We are working very hard on it.
And just to be clear, this is a podcast, and it's not going to be a podcast.
It won't be a podcast.
It's going to be kind of a, I don't know, what would you call it?
A variety show.
All the stuff that we do combined into one tight little 1 hour nugget of fun.
So
chicken.
Spread the word. And if you live in those areas, come on out. Cheers.
Cheers, dummy. Boy, guess what?
We're just ripping through the school year.
How'd you know I was going to say that?
You've been saying it all year.
Yeah, well, it's because we are. And now there's 5 days left, and I'm feeling it, man. I'm feeling the pressure.
The pressure of the summer?
Yeah.
It's coming on fast?
Yeah. It's coming on fast. It's coming on pretty fast. Getting a little nervous about it.
Well, there's nothing you can do about it. It's just coming, okay?
That's true.
Do you know what I've noticed, though, I don't know if it's a grown-up or if it's a parent. It's probably both, but it's something weird. It's just how we just, I know our interests change when we get older.
Sure.
I understand and recognize that as you mature, technically, legally.
Okay. Debatable. Go ahead.
I guess what I'm saying is, like, when I was a kid, I used to be excited about, like, cartoons. You know? For instance, Spider-Man, the animated series.
Yeah.
Huge fan of that show.
Okay.
I remember specifically taping it with my VCR. An episode when...
VCR stands for?
Video cassette recorder.
I hope so.
And I remember, like, taping this episode where they were showing Venom for the first time, and I was so excited.
Yeah.
I left a pool party next door early to go watch it. I was so excited about it.
You can record it.
I know, but like, I did.
Yeah, I got to see it live.
No, I didn't see it live. I recorded it, and I was like, this party's fun. No, it's more fun. Spider-Man.
Yeah, and I'm burning through these commercials. Man, if only there was
something.
If only there was a way for me to just do this in real life. Anyway.
It's no skip ad.
That'll never happen.
Fast forward. Oh, too far. Don't watch anything. Try not to just go back where it's not a cartoon anymore. Rewind that.
You hear the VCR like slow down and then go back where it's a little bit faster. Yeah, that's great. You wouldn't get excited enough if they came out with that show? I think you would.
No, because now I'm that way with, like, Garbage Day. We've had, it's my daughter's birthday. We've had, like, you know, some deliveries. We got her a new desk. We'll get more into her birthday in a moment. But
sure.
Point is, we had a lot of cardboard and filled up the recycling bin. And I'm just doing the dad thing. I'm just cutting up cardboard a bunch. That's who I am now. And
yeah.
Feeling really good about it.
How much cardboard you got in the little thing there, the little bin they gave you.
Uh-huh. You got to start with the trick. You got to have, like, a big flap, and then you put that on the, on, like, to say the right side. And
yeah.
Now you're just squashing more cardboard yeah. slices in between that cardboard and the wall until it makes a nice little tight packed in area.
Yeah. Got to be careful. Remember, I put all that styrofoam in there and packed it down and it didn't come out.
I'm aware of that.
The filler, but.
The point is, like, I know that, like, when garbage day comes in 2 days, when I hear
yeah.
the truck come,
uh-huh.
I'm going to be as excited as I was for leaving that pool party to watch. I'll leave a pool party to watch him just
to watch
empty
him come get
my
your cardboard. Yeah.
Just to watch him empty it.
Because you still have stuff on the back you didn't get.
I have
in.
More. I have more.
Yeah, that's the stuff that we get into, which is like, how many times do you fill up the recycling bin with cardboard, fill it up?
But is this
and
like
you
a,
kind of struggle to get the lid shut, and it's yeah. like 5 days before.
Oh, I couldn't care about that.
You know
that
what
lid.
I mean? Like,
I do
now,
agree
now
with that.
It's like, now where do we put our recycling? Now it's in a line waiting?
It's in a queue.
It's in a queue.
It's in a queue.
Yeah, trying to get the next Thursday, the Thursday after this Thursday.
I did that. I overfilled it too early, and yeah. I went, you got to slow down, buddy. You got to move some of this product to the garage because you are going to have soda cans and things like that throughout the week.
It's not as bad as when you do to the garbage. When the garbage is piling up and you got 2 days left and you're already at capacity, that's when it's like, oh, man.
That one's a bummer.
I really don't know where to put this stuff.
But my point is, like, there are things, and we've talked about it on this podcast pretty regularly,
yeah.
about, like, oh, you know, like fixing something in a car. You're like, oh, my dad had to just figure this out the same as me. Or
yeah.
a hole, you know, there's a hole in the wall. You had to change the drywall. Oh, my dad had to figure that out just like I am. Whereas, like, you're a kid and you're like, how does he know all this stuff?
Yeah.
And then you become an adult and it was like, you know it because you have to know it.
You have
you
to
have
know
to
it.
Learn it.
Yeah.
Were our dads this way about garbage?
I doubt it.
Why are we so excited? And we're not the only ones. People talk about cardboard all the time.
Well, because here's the thing. Maybe it's the accomplishment thing. You know, it's like you feel like you accomplished it, defeated it, got it out of here. You know, got it out of this, my possession, cleared some space.
I
accomplished something. Feels like a lot of other failures around in our lives, you know, as we screw up on a bunch of other stuff. So if you get something right, it feels good.
It does feel good to get something right.
Yeah.
But I'm now real, like, I'm having a thought. I'm having a flashback now. I'm getting excited.
Live on the podcast?
Live on the podcast
okay.
as I'm talking about it.
Yeah.
So recycling is a fairly new thing. It's in our lifetime that, like, households were
here we go.
Being forced to recycle.
Oh, let's jump on Wikipedia.
Did you get like a little, not a bucket, but like a bin, like a basket, not like the not the same size as your garbage barrel,
yeah.
but it was just like a,
like, for your
like
home?
A storage bin. It would look like a storage bin, but that was your recycling. Mm-hmm. And you brought that out to the curb and they would dump that thing into a truck. That's
yeah.
what it was. That's what we got. We started
a little bit.
It was like a storage bin.
Yeah. You could fit like,
but it didn't have a lid.
Six pack in there. That's about it.
Well, here's where I'm answering my own question live on
okay.
the podcast.
Okay.
Did my parents like, did my dad obsess about the garbage and recycling like I did? And now I remember specifically certain times where he would take cardboard and line the sides of this like storage bin so it was taller so you could fit more recycling in it. So he did do it.
He did.
He did it.
You see, I got all that.
Yeah, I didn't think I was going to get it all
in. I got the
whole
pile out of there.
There's no way with
the whole thing out.
With the dimensions they gave me, not a chance.
Not a chance.
But,
not a chance, but see what I did. You know what I
but
did.
The queue is cleared out.
Yeah.
Probably didn't
which would it. Be essential because there's not as much cardboard. You didn't have to deal with as much cardboard.
Didn't have to deal as much with
the
as
Prime
much cardboard.
Deliveries coming to your house every 3 days?
No.
Not even close.
No.
Talk to me about, you broke down a box.
Yeah, in the last hour. You have six more to go.
We don't make forts over here. We could make, like, you know, 50 unit buildings with the amount of cardboard coming to my house. I will say this. Do you ever do this? The trick is when you're really tight on space, you're really overhauling. You got to get rid of some cardboard. You got to get rid of some trash. And you got like a week's worth in the queue.
Mm-hmm.
You get up, garbage truck comes down your street, picks up your trash, goes down the street, you turn around, you run it, you fill it up, run it across the street.
I will not confirm or deny on a recording that I've ever done that. For legal reasons, I'll just nod at that story and be like, oh, I've never heard that before. Or maybe I have.
Idea.
Maybe I have.
I don't know how we get interested in this stuff, man. I mean, the joke is like, do you think a lot about the Civil War? No, I don't think a lot about the Civil War or what, or World War II or whatever.
World War II is the big one.
World War II is the big one. Do you think a lot about it? No, I don't think a lot about it. Mm-hmm. But I think a lot about other really stupid stuff that I could be improving on the house or,
yeah,
I got to figure out a way to get all that cardboard out of here. Maybe make some space in the garage. I really like to clean my clubs. I love to clean my clubs. If you clean your clubs, they'll be nice to you. You take care of them, they'll take care of you. But I never get a chance to clean them.
We never have a chance to do anything.
I feel like they're taking care of me.
It's just silly, the things that we're like, we really care about them. And it's just a funny, weird, vicious cycle of like,
yeah.
Like, my dad wanted me to be like him because he was an athlete. He didn't want our common interest to be like, hey, what's going on with this recycling bin? I see you had a full box in there. Oh, your mother. Yeah, I'll talk to her. What is going on? Like, why are we bonding over that? Your mother, she just tosses those things in there, doesn't even break them down. I've told her.
The tape's still on and hold it together.
She knows it bothers me. But here we are, taking up a third of the thing. Well, it's not that much, Dad. Might as well be.
It's like a tree is 90% air. Same thing with our bin.
Say that again?
A tree is 90% air.
A tree is 90% air?
Uh-huh. That's what you say when your golf ball's heading towards it.
Okay.
Hoping it finds the pockets.
I don't know anything about, I don't know much about trees.
When you're on the golf course.
I don't think that's right.
When you're on the golf course and you're hitting a ball and it's heading towards the trees, you're just thinking 90% air, 90% and 90% air.
You have to lead with that next time. Because when I've seen a tree fall on a house, I'm like, yeah, I'll be all right. It's 90% air.
Well, that's the 10% that caught you.
It's a pretty hefty 10%.
10% of a lot is still a lot.
Still a lot.
Should we jump in the dumb dad moments?
Let's jump in the dumb dad
moments. I got a real doozy for you this week, my friend.
Please.
And you know what? You go ahead and have a field day with it, because it's about baseball, and it's about, let's see. My dumb dad moment this week is brought to you by Blind Spots.
Okay.
You don't know they're there until, well, you pay for it.
Okay.
So my son had, this makes it even better. My parents were in town this weekend. It was my dad's birthday. Happy birthday, Dad.
Happy birthday, dummy.
And so they're in town. My son had sort of a doubleheader weekend of baseball games. Had a game Friday evening and then a game Saturday morning. Friday evening game went well. Had a great time. Had dinner that night. And then we were going to wake up like in the morning. We went and got like coffee and donuts and brought them to the game. And, you know, my parents were going to meet us at the park. And we're out there like warming up the kids. And the kids, like most of our team was there before the other team got there. So they were like, can we do batting practice? Sure.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the dads is pitching to the kids and they're just kind of going up and hitting and running the bases, you know, kind of just before we actually probably start playing catch and stuff. And we have one girl on our team. Love her to death. She's incredible because she's quiet as a mouse, shows like no emotion, mm-hmm. but you can see it in her that she's like trying hard, like to kind of just wants to fit in, you know, because she probably very much knows she's the only girl on the team, whatever. No one ever says anything. None of the other boys or anything say anything about it. But I'm just kind of sensitive to that fact, right? Because there can be a lot of pressure there, I think.
Well, how does she know then, Evan?
So, I mean, I love chatting up all the kids, but I always make sure I'm like really talking to her when she comes to first or whatever and giving her high fives. Because she, like I said, also like no emotion, just kind of like high five, looks at me like. mm-hmm. So, she's a fun character. So she's hitting, right? Then the next kid hits, and then can't remember what happened. The next kid hits. I'm playing shortstop the whole time. I'm just shagging balls. So all the kids get as many chances to hit as possible. We don't need them like coming out in the field and stuff before the game.
Yeah.
So we're doing this for probably like 20 minutes or so. And I don't notice this, but like right as my parents are walking up to the field, like saying hi to my daughter, my wife, and like kind of settling on the bleachers, one of the kids on my son's team that can hit pretty hard is up, and I'm kind of chirping at him from shortstop going, you're not going to get past me this time, pal. Like, I'm catching it. No, you know, I'm kind of just giving him a hard time. Hits one up the middle. And so I'm chasing this ball. So two things happen. Minor little dumb dad moment is like, I'm chasing after this ball and I reach my glove down and it's like, that glove's not close to the ground anymore. You know, when you're a kid, you're chasing after the ball, you're like running at full speed and you can lean down and get your glove down on the ground and scoop that ball up. You lean down and it's like your body's like, no.
Let's go down.
Yeah, we're not going down that far anymore. So the ball just goes like right under my glove. And right as I was thinking like, oh man, my body can't go down and get that ball anymore, I plow into this girl because she took off running around second base and neither of us saw each other. And I mean, I dropped her like a bag of dirt.
Oh my gosh.
She just hit the dirt so hard. I like collapse on my back and I look at her and I go, oh my God, are you okay? And she goes, line of the night. She looks at me and she goes, oh, this is kind of nice. She's laying flat on her back. And I was like, are you okay? She's like, yeah. I help her up. And I was like, just immediately, like, I felt so awful. I mean, it was a complete accident, right? She's running, not looking. I'm running, not looking. It was just a total accident. But like immediately, like, oh man, probably a lot of people saw that.
Yeah.
Definitely my parents saw it.
Yeah.
Just knocking this girl over right before the game. And like, I felt so bad. Total accident, but felt so bad. Felt so dumb. It was like, oh man, of course. Of course that happened. You know, we're just like trying to warm up here.
Yeah.
The dad was right there. He was like, he was right there. And so he went over and checked on her. And I was just kind of like making sure. I was like, I don't really want to be overbearing. But I helped her up and I said, are you okay? And she's like, and she said, yes. And I was like, okay. But it's also like, I don't know if she would have told me no if she wasn't, you know, if she was like really hurt or something like that. She might just be like so embarrassed or whatever that she didn't say anything.
Yeah.
So her dad came over and gave her a hug, but she got right back on the base. She ran the bases and I was like, okay. And then like the game started and I was like, I have to go talk to that guy. Like, so
yeah,
the game started and then we start like in the field. I went over to him on the bleachers and I was like, hey, she okay? He goes, yeah, yeah, man, she's made of steel. I was like, oh, all right.
All right.
He goes, I was like, I just want to make sure. Cause I was like, obviously it's a total accident. I just feel bad. He goes, nah, she's fine. I was like, oh, all right. But man, in front of everybody, just like leveled this girl on the dirt. It was like,
this is like the second time in a month. You've just like,
I fell over,
ran your mouth and then try hard fell in the ground.
I know.
I know. Running your mouth to these kids and then just tempting the fates to blow out your back.
Yeah. 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 Feeling so good so far. Haven't really. Remember you told me I did it the other day and I fell and I was like, I kind of rolled out of it. And you were like, well, talk to me tomorrow. I was fine. I somehow really rolled out of it. I got really dirty, but I was fine. My back didn't hurt. Yeah. This time, back didn't hurt either. Third time's a charm, though. Next season.
That's your pride, though.
I'll probably have to go to the hospital. Oh, that's pretty low.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm knocking kids over, you know.
You're knocking over children. That's the word.
Yeah.
That's right. You're knocking over children because you can't bend over to pick up a ball.
Yeah.
Well, if I can't, you can't.
And like, we totally agree on it's like, you don't need to overcoach the kids and try to relive some glory you never got to have as a kid, right? But it's also like, you don't got to hustle after a ground ball like you're trying to turn two in the World Series.
So which is it, Evan?
Go up the middle.
So which is it, Evan?
Let it go up the middle. Check for runners.
Check for runners.
And always have ibuprofen on you.
And it's their game.
Just in case.
It's their game.
Uh-huh. That was my ball, though. Until it wasn't. It wasn't even close. It wasn't even close.
You're aware that baseball is a non-contact?
Yeah. Well, now I am.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
They read the rules.
Some hard lessons learned are worth learning. Or something.
Yeah, sure. That's a saying.
I don't know. There you go.
That's somewhere, somehow. Moment. Well, that's pretty good. That's pretty fun. My dumb dad moment, I'm going to say, is brought to you by...
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Perspective.
Okay, wow. Let's settle into this here.
Well, so it's my daughter's birthday, as yep. I said.
I know.
She's eight. My oldest is eight. Mm-hmm. That one didn't hurt. I'll be honest. I was just kind of like, all right.
Yeah, okay.
It's kind of a middle of the road one. There's
yeah,
seven, now they're eight.
Still a kid. I know you're not a baby anymore.
Yeah.
Eight's a good number. You're a kid.
It's yeah. So it's her birthday. So we're trying to figure out what to do for her birthday because she had a baseball game on her birthday, which right. we're very excited about. She's
yeah.
in love with baseball. So this is like, oh, this is kind of perfect. So we were like, let's just, my wife and I went back and forth on all the different ways. Do we go back to our house and then have something there? Do we do something at the field? Yeah. But like, we can't stay at the field because there's a game. They lock up the field and everything like that. So, but we could go nearby there. It's like, do we get a bounce house? We were thinking about those arcades. You can rent arcades. Have you
yeah.
seen those? Those
yep.
are arcade cards. We just kind of went with, you know what? They're just going to have finished playing a game. They're going to be pretty jazzed up.
Yeah.
Let's just do something right there in the park. Don't make people travel. Everyone's already there. We can ask other friends who aren't on the baseball team, come hang out with us.
It was good. We were there. It was a good day.
You guys came.
Good weather. Fun day at the park.
Yeah.
Good baseball game. She played well.
It was a great game.
And then, yeah, it was. That's a good idea. Just head over to the picnic tables and continue the fun. It was a great idea.
So we got there early. Set up all the stuff, just like snacks and stuff. So one of the big items that we had was a pinata. Mm-hmm. Never yeah. done that before.
You never done the pinata before?
Never been in charge of it.
Okay. Oh, I see what you mean. Like raising and lowering.
Raising and lowering.
Figuring out how to
buying one, filling in. Like never done any of that.
Oh, you filled it?
Yeah, we filled it.
Oh, okay.
My wife and my daughter filled it. They were really excited. I think my son
sure.
did too.
Sure.
We all think they overfilled it.
It was heavy.
It was very heavy. And in her defense, you know, it is a cardboard box that didn't make it into the recycling bin, covered in confetti yeah. paper. Yeah. But there is zero instructions of like, hey.
But somebody was proud because they still got rid of it.
Go like a third. Yeah, somebody did get rid of it.
They got rid of the cardboard.
That's the first pinata where somebody was like, what do I have? All this leftover cardboard. I don't want to wait till next week. I have an idea.
Yeah, you know what it kind of looks like, actually. Looks like a box. Put some candy in there.
But there's no instructions being like, fill it a third. Sure. Mm-hmm. We could have looked it up online. Sure.
Uh-huh.
Well, we did. We had a lot of candy, so we filled it.
I filled it all the way up.
So
for the children.
We're figuring out what
for the children.
It's for the children.
Uh-huh.
I want to make sure they have plenty.
Right. It's for their dentist, really.
I mean, we filled this thing, and then I grabbed those pull strings, and immediately it starts to buckle. I mean, this thing is... But here's the thing. You open this little flap that is like 1 inch by 1 inch, maybe 1 inch by 2 inch.
Yeah.
That's where you dumped all the candy in.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's over full, oh, well. Like, you can kind of dump it, and one at a time you pull it, which I started to do, and I went, you know what? I would rather... dad this then pull out candy for the next 20 minutes.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So I was like, let's dad this. So I go get some packing tape and I reinforce the whole top of the thing. And I was like layering the packing tape around the whatever it is, the plastic strap that the rope is yeah. eventually going to hang from. And we get it and we hold it and I'm like, yeah, that's good. That's going to be good. I mean, it's weird yeah. to reinforce something that is supposed to be destroyed.
Yeah.
You want them to have a couple
exactly.
turns.
Exactly.
You want them to have a couple
you
turns.
You need it to fail, but on contact.
No. Yeah, and not immediately.
Not under its own weight.
Not on the first kid. Nobody's expecting that. Everyone's kind of hanging back when the first kid goes. Not the first kid. The first kid's like, I'm going to get... No, you're
I'm
not.
I'm going to be the
you're
one.
Not.
No, you're not.
So anyway, so we get there, set up all the stuff. the game finishes. All right, I gotta handle this pinata thing. Now I'm gonna say, I had one friend, Stephen Matthews, whose birthday and also is today. Yeah. Happy birthday, Stephen.
Happy birthday, buddy.
He was with me, and I brought over the rope, and I thought everybody's gonna be watching me because I had to take a rope and throw it over a tree branch.
Yeah.
And the only one that I found was like weaved in between two other branches. It was just a really narrow shot that I would have to make if I tossed this rope over it to get it perfectly to not catch both branches or three branches. I get it on the first try.
Yeah.
And I look and nobody's watching.
No one's watching.
No, it's just one of those. All right. If everyone's watching, would have been another.
Yeah. It's like those people that catch something and like they're on a ring camera and they catch something and it almost hits the ground and then they kind of see if they're Spider-Man. They test it out.
Yeah, that's great. So I get it over. I'm setting all this up because now we've got a pinata in great shape. The rope, perfect.
Mm.
Tie some knots.
Yeah.
Tie some knots with it. Now the things we hoist it
tie
up.
Tie some knots.
We hoist it up. Go back and forth with it. It's good. Mm-hmm. It's good.
It's not going anywhere. Also, don't stand underneath it.
The pinata is ready to go, and then my wife calls me, daughter broke her arm.
Yeah. Yeah, I was waiting for it. I was waiting for that.
So she fell on the ground. She was in pain. I went over. She's broken her arm before. I went over, and just the way she was crying, the way she was laying, I was like, I'm pretty sure it's broken. I could just.
Not going to be a shake it off kind of thing in 5 minutes.
Tell it wasn't a shake it off thing. Yeah. And then it wasn't a shake it off thing. And I was like, I feel pretty confident, unfortunately, that it's a break thing. And then it was her non-dominant arm. It was her left arm. She's a righty. And then it was like, oh, buddy, do you want to try like the pinata? It's just like I set it up. It's just that I said it.
It was the worst timing. I mean, it was like the weirdest timing.
Yeah.
Because it was like all these kids are like so pumped to do the pinata. And then it's like
well, the birthday kid's got to go first.
The star of the show just hurt herself.
And what's great, and this is where the whole perspective thing starts, okay?
Yeah.
The dumb dad moment, none of it was really my fault. It was just a series of unfortunate events.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it was funny that she still grabs the pinata stick, just favors her left arm, makes it like an air sling, and just starts wailing on this thing.
I know.
And then kids start wailing on it. And no kid, I mean, obviously they all helped.
Yeah.
But no kid broke the pinata.
Yeah.
It was when I hoisted it up, it just buckled under its own pressure and just exploded, which was cool for the kids because I just went, all right, next kid, and pulled it up, and the thing just went.
It's just like
I'm done, cashed. So then my daughter goes to urgent care.
I'm like, hold on, let me stop you really quick.
Yeah.
The timing aspect of it that was so insane was that I went to watch your daughter play, and then we were gonna hang out, had some pizza, and we're like hanging out for a little bit. My parents were in town, and we had like bought or rented bowling lanes. Mm-hmm. You know, 15 minutes away or whatever. So when we got there 3.5 hours before, whatever, like when the baseball game started, where we were like, okay, our hard out is like 3:35.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And we told the kids, like, and we kept giving them warnings. Okay, guys, about an hour. We have about an hour to, you know, whatever, do the, okay, guys, in like 15 minutes. So whatever, you know, and then it's like, our hard out is 3:35. Your daughter breaks her arm at like, like 3:29. So it was like, hey guys, we gotta kind of go.
You were like, this party's lame now.
That's what I told you. I was like, this party took a real energy hit a second ago. We're gonna bounce.
We're gonna get out of here. There's a weekend happy hour somewhere. We're gonna go hit that up.
So it just felt so bad that it was like, well, good luck with all that. We gotta go.
So things were not going the way we wanted.
That's fair.
And then was like, all right, let's bring her to urgent care. Let's go. So she wants to go with mom.
It's good that this time you went.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right away.
Oh, geez. Well, no. Last time they were like, well, you go to bed first.
Because she was like What was she doing? My wife and I were just talking about this the other day. When she broke her arm last time, or we didn't know. We never had a kid break a bone before.
Yeah.
It all seemed fine. There was no swelling. She was full mobility. And then the next thing you know, she's doing like a hand, you know, like spring kick flip, whatever. It was like,
yeah,
all right, you're fine. You're doing that and you're not in pain? Okay, great. And then she woke up and she's like, everything's wrong.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay.
And to be clear, in both of these cases, it's not like a compound fracture.
No,
it's
they were all
like
hairline.
Yeah.
So this time it was like, go to urgent care. So she goes to urgent care. She wants to go with mom, goes with mom. And I just take the son home, clean, you know, after we obviously get all the stuff, we go home first, drop all the stuff off. And then they go to urgent care. And normally our urgent care visits are fine. It was 3.5 hours they were there.
Oh, man.
Because they were so short-staffed that they could literally see people one at a time. It wasn't like, you go in this room, and now you go in this room.
Yeah.
And
then you'll see this. It was just like, one room they're using.
One room, one at a time.
Oh.
And
they considered trying to go to a different one.
It was one of those
things.
But
after
things.
A while, like, you're in line.
How do we know this isn't the Saturday protocol everywhere?
Yeah.
So, and then it's also one of those things. Well, I've already been here 2 hours.
stick it out.
I've invested time in this.
My phone's at 5%.
That's why I finish bad movies.
I don't want to be known as a quitter.
Yeah. And so my daughter's birthday, she's 3+ hours. She's at urgent care. They come over to her. They go, listen, it's going to be another, this was at probably like 2.5 hours. They go, it's going to be another hour, another half hour to an hour, just so you know, heads up. You guys, whatever you want to do. And they're like, well, we're not, it's definitely gonna be at least a half hour. They're like, yeah. They're like, all right, we're going to go downstairs. We're going to come right back up. Keep us in the queue. And they're like, okay. Yeah. So they went downstairs.
We're behind the cardboard.
They got gelato because there's like a little gelato spot downstairs.
Yeah. Good move.
And my daughter, who broke her arm, didn't really get to do the pinata. I didn't say that part. She did the pinata, hit it a bunch of times, didn't break, went and laid down.
I know.
She was just like.
I know. That was the thing. When we left, she was like laying down in a blanket with her hand on the bag. We emptied a bag of chips and put ice in there. She was just laying with her wrist on that. Well. All of her friends were on the
having the best time. Everybody's having a great time. She is always been this way. She's an incredible trooper who knows. And if anybody's kids do this, I even spoke to like a doctor from Little Otter, Dr. Helen, about this exact thing. Because I was worried about it, my daughter. She used to do this when she got upset or injured. She would like kind of just like disassociate, if that's the right word, and would just go off on her own. Like,
disengage a little bit.
Yeah. And she did that same thing. She's like, I just want to be left alone. Like, leave me alone. And I remember I talked to Dr. Helen from the lab and she was like, no, that's a good thing. She knows when she's like, I need to like reset.
Yeah.
Give me a minute.
Anyway, my arm. I need to reset my arm.
Reset really all of it. It's bad. It's hanging. When she was down getting gelato with my wife, she goes, this has been the best day ever.
What was she on? What did they give her in the waiting
Nothing
room?
Yet. She might have lost so much blood. I don't know. She wasn't bleeding.
Oh my God. Kids are amazing.
It was such an amazing moment of perspective. It was just like, you broke your arm on your birthday. That sucks. Your baseball season, she has one more game left. But it's like, well, your baseball season's done.
Had one more game.
Well, she's still a part of the team. We're going to the game.
Of course, of course.
That's
funny you say that. My son's last game, I was telling my dad about this kid who was like one of my favorite kids, and he didn't show up on the Friday night game. And I was like, man, why isn't he here? And he came the next morning. He had broken his finger.
Yeah.
He was like in a little splint, and it was just like, oh, buddy, what happened? Couldn't play. But he was there.
He was there. My daughter breaks her arm on her birthday. She's 3+ hours in urgent care, and she's still like, nah, this day rocked.
Man, that's great. That's
such a good perspective to have adult for all of us. It's just like, not that we do that, but like when you dwell on like, today sucked. This would have been a perfect day if this didn't happen. It was like, okay, so it wasn't a perfect day. You're right. This happened.
Yeah.
But all of this
happened.
Baseball
was fun and we were friends were there.
Baseball was fun.
The perspective is wild because not only do you do that when things don't go your way, right? Us people. Mm-hmm. You were wearing her disappointing day on your shoulders as well. Thinking, yeah, this day didn't go well for her, so now you're wearing that guilt.
Well, as a parent, you always put all that on yourself to make them have a special day.
Of course. But again, it's almost like underlines her wonderful perspective on the day even more. That it's like, yeah, you got also to try to remember that kids are goldfish a little bit, and your daughter might have some memory issues. If she doesn't even remember that she broke her arm.
It's the opposite.
No, it's an awful day. What are you, crazy? It was an awful day.
It's the opposite of a goldfish. It's like remembering all the good stuff that happened.
Yeah.
She had a fun game. She got to hang with her friends.
Well, the fact
friends
that she
came
to
the game, which I know she appreciated.
Yeah.
And then, she got to hang out with mom. I think that was the thing. She was having fun with mom. It was just her and mom.
Yeah.
And then they went down, the two of them got gelato, just the two of them. And she really appreciated that moment. It was just nice. It was like a nice, I won't say it's the best day ever once I get that bill.
Oh, doctor.
Dads.
It's, you're not wrong at all. And like, it's important to remember that kind of stuff, that your kids also, yes, dummies, can teach you something as well once in a while, if you're willing to listen. My mom and dad, when they stayed here, they were like they just rented a hotel that was like close to us. Nothing special, just a hotel. Mm-hmm. Fine, like a place to sleep. We were hanging out with them most of the time anyway, right? That's the idea.
Yeah.
And they offered like, hey, maybe one of the nights the kids want to come sleep in the hotel with us and just kind of give you guys a night off. And they were like kind of telling the kids or telling us like, just saying, no, it's not like a, it's just a hotel. It's just like a bed, in there. And then I'm like,
oh, they're fools.
My kids were like, couldn't stop talking about it.
Yeah.
Like the opportunity they were going to get to go stay in the hotel with grandma and grandpa and do like a sleepover. It was like the coolest thing ever.
My dad used to work in an office. He used to work at a company called Wang and just a computer software company. And when he would, I could definitely count on only one hand how many times I went into, like, he brought me to work.
Yeah.
Best day ever.
Yeah. He was like, he had a bunch of computers that are plugged in.
He had a basketball hoop over his trash can. He had a pencil sharpener that was a little computer. I pretended to play with it all the time. I'm pretending to just type on it all the time.
I didn't know my dad was this cool.
Well, I didn't know. This is, you come here every day. Do you know what I love is that
I'm at school.
Do you know what's cool? The walls, the floor, and the ceiling are all the same color. That's so cool.
That's amazing.
And I love that the lights hum.
And your office only has like three walls.
Yeah.
I love that the lights hum. And flicker.
Yeah. I have a headache. Anyway, I love this place. Kids have the lowest expectations, and it's the best.
It's the best. It's so great.
Don't lose it.
And they was asking, I'm asking them the next morning, how was it? Oh, it was so awesome. We did this. We went. We watched. And like, I think they were trying to like sign into Netflix or something like that on hotel TV. They couldn't quite figure it out. So my mom's like, well, we don't need to waste time with this. She opened up her laptop and they watched Hook together. They were watching the movie Hook. And they watched it for a while, and then the next morning when they woke up, they wanted to watch it. And then they went down to the Continental Breakfast and they were telling us all the food that they had. It was like, it's just hilarious that they were just like, oh, it's the best thing ever. I do have a bone to pick with my kids really quick.
Okay.
My children, which we've discussed on this podcast numerous times, do not sleep in.
Yeah, no, nobody's arguing that. Your kids are horrible at it.
They slept past 8 o'clock in the hotel room with my mom and dad.
Oh.
My mom had to wake them up to say, like, if we want to go do the breakfast, we got to get up. I mean, what's happening?
So it's just at home that they don't...
It's just at home.
They don't feel well-rested.
It's like 6:16 in the morning is like, I slept in. Let's get the day going. I'm hungry. I mean, it's like, come on. My wife literally, when we saw him the next morning, was like, I have to have a conversation with you guys. Like, as soon as they got out of the car into our driveway, we were like, hey, guys. And my wife, of course, sort of like tongue in cheek, was like, I need to have a conversation with you guys. And my mom, my kids were like, huh? Grandma tells me you slept past 8 o'clock. And they were like, oh, yeah, we were so tired. It's like, wrong answer.
You need to recreate that space. What is it, 65 degrees? You might have to pay a little extra in electric or electric.
Boy, there's a dad move, isn't bills. It? I'm keep this room at 58 just because I can.
Oh, yeah.
When you come into the hotel room, it's always like, it's like they're doing it for like they set it cold so you come in. But it's usually like I can't survive in this. What is going on? It's so cold in here that it's like I can taste the air.
Till you go to bed. That's the best.
No, I can't do that.
It's the best thing in the world. I love
it. I'll kick it down to where it's cold. But if, when they walk in the room and it's like you could keep, you know, fruit out.
Oh, no. I like to have I like to run under the covers. This is the best feeling in the world.
Right when you get there?
Yeah. Shoes on.
Oh, man.
Well, guys, if you have some birthday disaster stories or...
if you're just knocking people over.
You just knock over children for your own pride and shatter everyone's at the same time. You can email us, dumbdadpod@gmail.com, and tell us your story. Or you can DM us on Instagram. We are at the Dumb Dads on all platforms.
And even the upcoming ones. That's who we're going to be.
Thanks to Verdu on SoundCloud for the music for this podcast. And as always, to my lovely wife, Annie, for editing this podcast.
Yep.
Evan, do you have a joke to take us out?
I got a joke. You ready?
Yeah.
Did you know that some alligators can grow up to 15 feet?
That's crazy because they only have four usually.
Most of them have four. That's the joke. Yeah. Okay. Most of them have four, but some up to 15
feet. It's just you said feet too hard. You gave it away.
Did it? Is that what it was? Yeah.
Put your foot in your mouth on that one. Okay, bye. Welcome to the world, little one. Welcome to life.
How do I stop this?
The Dumb Dad Podcast is proudly presented by Bet Online.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.